Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It doesn't have to be manic, though. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today. So many things to talk about and so little time. 10 to noon every weekday. Talk and text is 884-9910. And I figured it out. So if you have, if you've sent me an email recently, I've figured out how to send out my list. And so I am doing that right now. I didn't put anything together on the ballot questions because I really want you to read them and think about them. Because not everybody has the same opinions on the ballot questions. Like, you know, ballot question 3 that I was just talking about, which would change the Nevada Constitution. I am so against amending the Constitution unless it is something that is absolutely vital. You know, everything that's gone over in this question, we have statutes for that. Okay. What I am not seeing in here is just the whole fact that you need to be a legal U.S. citizen. You'd think that that would be top priority, right? No. Because we've had governors, we've had non-elected officials. Stacey Abrams comes to mind. She was that woman in Atlanta that wasn't, or in Georgia, that wasn't elected governor, and she's just been like Hillary Clinton. She cannot let it go. And hideous woman politically. Personally, I don't know her, so, but politically, she's just hideous. This is the thing. They're pushing voting rights for illegals. And we cannot have that in this country. We are a country of legal immigrants. So just look at a few of the things that are on here. Vote without being intimidated, threatened, or coerced. This group wants this added to, and look at the group who is pushing this. They're a leftist group, so that should tell you the first thing right there. So there has been a miscommunication, misinterpretation, miss something, okay? A poll worker is someone who is hired by the county to do official duties. Could be interns. You know, they get paid. Great way to make a little extra money. Woohoo! That is something that is done way far in advance. What I have been pushing is for people to become poll watchers. There's a difference. Poll workers have to take responsibility for all the equipment. They have to go through extensive training to make sure that they know how to use everything, that nothing's lost. I'm talking about the computer sides of it. So they literally have to be under the umbrella of the registrar's office. Poll watchers are just that. You go, you have scheduled times set up, and you watch people. You videotape anything that is, you know, questionable behavior. Maybe you see a van full of people pull up all at the same time and pile out and go in to vote, and there just seems something suspicious about it. You can videotape these people. Because what happens sometimes is they pile right back into that van during early voting. And then they go someplace else and vote. It's the way it works. Fraud is everywhere. So if you have the documentation, then that's harder for them to commit fraud. A poll watcher is there to make sure that nobody is intimidated. But what if this van full of people came back and said, well, I felt uncomfortable. I felt threatened by these people who were just standing there watching. It made me uncomfortable. It made me intimidated. Okay, so now it's in our Nevada Constitution if this is passed. People are coming up with all types of definitions for being intimidated, being threatened, being coerced. It's too vague. So what's going to happen if this is put into the Nevada Constitution? What comes out afterwards? We're not going to have any poll watchers. Now, you have to look at the big picture anytime a group comes forward to change and amend the Constitution. And I'm not saying that there aren't instances where that should be done. But the way that we have it right now with statutes is just fine. Because where we sit now is not necessarily where we are going to be sitting in 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. So, why put hard and fast things into the Constitution? Vote during any period of early voting or on election day if the voter has not yet voted. And at the time that the polls close, the voter is waiting in line to vote at a polling place at which, by law, the voter is entitled to vote. We pretty much already have that. So what's the issue? Receive and cast a ballot that is written in a format which allows the clear identification of candidates and accurately records the voters' selections of candidates. Do you see the problem here? Cast a ballot that is written in a format which allows the clear identification of candidates and accurately records the voters' selection of candidates. Accurately records? We don't really even have that system now. Receive and cast a ballot. The way these things are written, I'm not going for this. Have equal access to the election systems without discrimination. You have that already. But wait a minute. What about voter ID? Are people going to start screaming discrimination if voter ID is all of a sudden required? Which, don't even get me started on that, because you have to have a driver's license or some form of ID to do anything in this world, except for vote. That's a big problem. At least I have a big problem with that. Republicans have been trying to put this through for years and years and years. But Democrats keep knocking it down, saying it's racist. Say, you kindly walk up to any person of color and say, do you have a license? Do you have, you know, some form of identification? And they'll say, yeah, duh. How do you think I cash a check? How do you think I go shopping? Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with John this morning at 884-9910. John wants to talk about voting. Hi, John. Thanks for calling into the show today.
Hey, good morning, Monica. I want to talk about voter disenfranchisement. I'm a Trump supporter. I've been putting signs in my yard. I've had five of them stolen out of my yard. And last night, well, and before that, my fifth one, I had actually put up a motion control sprinkler on it, trying to keep them out of my yard. Just, you know, lighthearted. They're like kids playing a game, I thought.
You didn't want to go for the full-on electrifying it, I take it.
No. Well, now a line's been crossed. I picked, after that one, they took it with the sprinkler there. They left the sprinkler there, thankfully. I put it in my window. All right? It's there. No one can touch it. Just it's my First Amendment right. Leave it there. I had a rock come through my window last night.
Oh, Jesus.
I think lines are getting crossed here. They're shooting patriots in Seattle. They've, you know, multiple patriots have been killed all over the country. And they're getting very emboldened. We have to be prepared for this.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming, but it's not going to be pretty.
And John, that's why I try to keep giving people the heads up. I don't want to scare people, and I know that is a factor of this, but people need to have food storages. They need to make sure that their car has gas and fuel, whatever vehicles you have. Make sure you have a 5-gallon or so gas can as well filled up. Because we've been told if Trump wins, and John, we know he will be, there will be more rioting than we've seen. And John, the incredible thing is even the rioters who are going out and smashing windows and setting fire to places, they've been doing this as people are screaming at them, "We're on your side." So they don't even care about the sides. They care about the violence and the mobs. And it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Are you prepared, John?
I am very prepared.
All right.
I didn't expect it last night when I'm sitting in my basement watching TV, but cameras are going up, and it's not going to be pretty going forward.
Yeah. John, thank you so much for calling in today and giving your assessment and letting us know what happened to you, because that's just a fact of how this election is going to go. We're going to see more of it. There are people out there who are going to say, oh, this is, you know, conspiracy theory. Oh, it's, you know, people getting others worked up. They want a civil war. We're already in a civil war. People have already died. It's just for Trump supporters, for independents who believe in the Constitution. And that's actually something that is it's not a meme. Somebody wrote it and it's going around saying, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for America. I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for the First Amendment, freedom of speech, the freedom to gather peacefully. I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for the Second Amendment. That's the thing. Trump is just in the way for these people to get to us. Anybody who had his stance at this time would still be the enemy. He's just a bigger enemy because he's from the outside. And he's pulling back the curtain. He's pulling back the curtain so you can actually see the corruption. You can hear the words from their mouths. And you know that the left is pissed off and they are willing to pay people. They are willing to pay people to make you so scared that you don't want to vote in person. You don't want to be out in the community. You don't want to go out without a mask. I tell you, at least here in Battleborn country, that's not going to happen. We'll be back right after this with more of your talk and text on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, oh, I love this. I was just talking about ballot issue 4 and off of Ballotpedia. If this doesn't scream how bad this ballot measure is, supporters, officials, all Democrats. Yep. All Democrats are supporting this. What does that tell you? Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Roger this morning. Hi, Roger. Thanks for calling into the show today.
Well, good morning, my favorite broadcaster.
Thank you, and welcome to the show, my favorite listener.
Well, there we go. All right. Hey, listen, you know, the Republican Men's Club is having a candidate meet and greet on October the 20th. At 11 o'clock at Atlantis, and we're going to have Montagnizzi and Lisa Krasner and a bunch of others. We're going to have 5 or 6 in there, and the people will be able to talk to them and quiz them about these ballot measures and a bunch of this other crap going on. So if you can make it, come down to the Atlantis at 11 o'clock on October 20th. And join us for lunch and chat with some of your candidates up right up close and personal.
Roger, how much does it cost?
Lunch is $20 for a visitor. It costs us more than that, but you know, we just cover our costs is all.
That's what I love. And do you need to RSVP first?
We'd appreciate it, yeah. If you go to republicanmensclub.org. And you can sign up there, but you can show up at the door. We can only hold, you know, with Sisolak's new rules, we can only hold 47, but we can space them out and do what we can do, you know.
Well, now, I thought he changed that. I thought we could have gatherings up to 250.
Well, you can discuss that with the Atlantis. That's what they told me. And I can't even, you know, we're having an election night meeting there, and we're wrestling with them now. We reserved 2 rooms, Paradise Rooms B and C, and that's just to get 100 people in. So I'm hoping that they can drop all this nonsense so we can put 300 or 400 in like I did in 2016 when I hosted a watch party.
Yeah,
so we'll have that at the Atlantis also on election night. So,
well, you know, I would check into the rulings that have come out because I think it's 250 now, Roger. And if they don't want to concede to that, then you might have to find another location because I know
we're already advertising that one now, so I'm pretty much stuck with that. But
no, you're stuck with
that.
If
that's the case, and I can force them. Yeah, I can force them to bring in more chairs and put, you know, full 6 or 8 or 10 at each table instead of like 3 that are doing now or some stupid
thing. Yeah, because if the governor, I'll double check that and look it up and I'll try to send you something on it. But do the research, and it was something that just came out last week. So
yeah. Well, that's the make thing. Sure he's changing it like every week anyway, and that's really throws everything off for people that have to plan a month in advance. And, you know, put down, you know, $1,000 deposits and stuff like this.
Well, Roger, that's why he's doing it. He got rid of the phases because now he can just do whatever he wants willy-nilly. You stay shut down, you can open up, even though it's, you know, the same business, but just a different name. Roger, don't get me started.
That's the problem with emergency powers. Emergency powers almost always get abused.
Yep. Always. Roger, what's the website so people can log on to either RSVP or to find out more information on your great meetings?
Sure. Sure. RepublicanMen'sClub.org.
RepublicanMen'sClub.org. Thank you so much for the call, Roger, and for the update there. Because this is the only, it's private organizations like this, or not private organizations, it's the Republican organizations like this, the clubs, that you're going to get to meet the candidates. Nothing else is going on. It's like people just don't want you to know who's running. It's incredible. But again, I think this is hysterical. If you missed that question number four, I went on to Ballotpedia, and it is just, it's totally supported by the Democrats. So you know something is up with that one. Hey, stick around. Mark Lauder, the strategic communications director for the Trump campaign, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the ads that are being banned online for the Trump campaign, and Amy Coney Barrett. She's sitting there like the professional she is, listening to these, you know, people that couldn't hold a candle to her. And we will be right back with that interview on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Oh, I have lots of things I'd like to share today on the Monica Jay Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are there any numbers related to COVID-19 in Nevada that you care about? Any of them? Yes, you care about them all. No, don't care. I'd like to know the death rates. I'd like to know the case rates, the positive tests. Or it's a scam. Don't care. Friday's poll question, should President Trump participate in the next presidential debate, even if it's virtual? 20% said yes. 80% said no. Well, the Elections Commission, or the Debate Commission, took it on with everything that was going on and the hacked tweet from the moderator. It's ridiculous. So it was canceled. It's canceled altogether. So we just have to keep our fingers crossed and see what happens for, remember, they had three scheduled. So we still have another one coming up. See how that one goes. Love to hear from you today, 991fmtalk.com. Of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And I love the emails this morning. Thank you so much for putting a smile on my face. This one from Bruce. Get out and vote. If dead people can do it, you can too. Yes. And Mig sent me this one that I love, absolutely love. I'm going to have to copy this and put it on my Facebook page. Imagine this. Trump gets all better, and then he donates his plasma to develop a corona treatment. And then all the liberals have to get vaccinated with Trump's blood. Could you imagine the heads exploding from all the liberals out there who just all the people who hate Trump? And it really tells you something about those people who know nothing about him. They just hate him to hate him. That's all it is. They just don't like him. So they would rather see the country go even further into the toilet in the name of Marxism, communism, because we're already a socialist country, then just be supportive of his policies, which he is. How can you be angry at somebody who has not doubled, not tripled, but almost quadrupled the number of children and adults rescued from human trafficking, from human sex trafficking, who has busted up more rings, including right here in Washoe County, right here in Nevada. 28 people arrested. Story came out over the weekend. This should be headline news across the state. Why? Well, for one simple fact. People always think that this goes on other places. That it doesn't happen here in our backyard. Guess what? It does. And on a daily basis. Men, women, children, all ages, all races, all ethnicities, all religions. Did I say all ages? Yeah. You could be a housewife, 50, 60 years old. Guess what? That doesn't matter. If they can take you, they'll do it. President Trump has done nothing but good things for this country and the world. So it you have to wonder, why the hatred? Could it be because they still want all that stuff? Let's find out. Joining us right now on the show is Mark Lauder, who is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump campaign. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. And I have to tell you, there's some exciting things going on this morning, including Amy Coney Barrett starting the hearings.
Absolutely great. She's totally immensely qualified for this position. And, you know, as I like to point out, I mean, she would be the first mother of school age children to sit on the bench of the United States Supreme Court in our history. I think it's well past time that we have a mom sitting on the bench of the court.
Now, actually, over the weekend, Senator Graham said that he has the confidence that we could see her seated no later than October 27th.
Well, I think according to his timeline, you know, that they plan to vote her out of committee maybe early next week, and then it could go to the floor. So it's highly possible that, with a week or two before the election, that they could have her confirmed as an associate justice. And it's just great to see this moving the way it has. Unfortunately, though, when you see day one, you know, it's sad and disappointing that the Democrats are doing exactly what you would think that they would do. I mean, they are going into attack mode. They are trying to get her to prejudge cases, which no Supreme Court justice is going to prejudge a case. And it's just kind of it's a sideshow of their normal circus. And thank goodness we only have to deal with it for just a few more days, and then we can get on with the business at hand.
Exactly. I mean, because even senators like Chris Coons has come out and admitted they don't have the numbers to block her confirmation. So at least he's being honest on that side. But let's talk about honesty, because, Mark, I have to tell you, I'm getting a lot of angry emails every single day from listeners because the Biden campaign, did they buy up our time slots. We're probably playing 2 to 3 commercials for the Biden campaign every hour here on the stations. And to listen to him, it just flat out lying. I mean, look at this. 1 in 5 small businesses have closed. More than 25 million Americans are on unemployment. Millions are at risk of losing their homes. But President Trump doesn't seem to care. He only cares about how he and his wealthy friends are doing. This man donates his salary.
He donates his salary. Also, it's the Democrats who stopped a vote on the coronavirus from going through in the Senate. It's Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats who will only accept another relief package if it includes their liberal laundry list of eliminating voter ID and funding Planned Parenthood and all of these other non-related things to the COVID virus. But it's not unusual. I mean, Joe Biden has been dishonest with the American people from the beginning. I mean, you know, one minute he says he's going to eliminate fracking. Then he says he won't eliminate fracking. He says he's going to undo the Trump tax cuts, but not raise taxes on the middle class. He says he's never earned over $400,000 in his life, but last year he earned $1 million. I mean, there is nothing that this man says which is not true. And he doesn't even know most of the time what he's saying. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me. But I just have to hope, Monica. I just have to hope that I have to have faith. The American people are smarter than that. They see through this. They see through the nonsense because they know this is a man who voted for NAFTA and supported TPP, cheerleaded China, which cost us millions of jobs. His $4 trillion tax increase, where is that coming from? It's coming out of people's pockets. They're not going to be able to spend it in Reno at your casinos and your resorts and your restaurants. It's going to come from businesses who aren't going to be able to put on conventions and conferences or buy new equipment. I mean, we know that in a recovering economy, these are horrible ideas, and it's really horrible for the economy there in Nevada.
Well, social media has really come down on Trump campaign commercials and ads on social media. How are you getting around that? Because I really love these ads, and people need to see them.
Well, we continue to keep pushing them out. We push them out through a variety of number of channels. We have our own app when we put them out that way. So if you download our Trump 2020 app, it's on Android or iPhone. You can get those things directly sent to you. So we have a number of different channels where we can communicate with people. And then also we're targeting our buying. So we're making sure that we're getting people, you know, the information they need when they need it, as the ballots are arriving either in their mailboxes or they head up to their polling place.
Do you think people are still undecided?
I think there could be some. And I think, you know, when you have moments like today, just a few minutes ago, I mean, you have Joe Biden literally standing up on a stage in Ohio saying that he's proud to run as a Democrat for the Senate. I mean, he doesn't even know what office he's running for anymore. And I think when you see some of those things, I mean, yes, it's you know, it's humorous, but then it's also a little bit sad. This is not the first time that this stuff has happened. And I think also the more and more people hear about his plans, whether it's the radical Green New Deal that, you know, and all of these various things that are going to be so horrible for America, I think a lot of them just shake their heads when they look at what's seeing going on in America's major cities. And yet the Democrats can't condemn the violence. They can't condemn. They call police the enemy like Joe Biden did. They just shake their heads and realize the Democrat Party of your parents and grandparents is gone.
Well, I just hope people realize Nancy Pelosi, you know, messing around with this whole 25th Amendment thing is not in regards to Trump, because you have to have the vice president sign off on it. And there's no way Pence would do anything like that. It's for Biden. And that just scares me to think that they're already putting that plan in place that we haven't even had an election yet.
No, because if you go back and look at all the headlines about this time in 2016, they're all the same. It's just literally deja vu all over again, because the president's getting beat. Senate Republicans are going to abandon him. And well, we know how that worked out, because when you do these fake news polls, I mean, these pollsters at the national level are either incompetent or they're corrupt. And it's probably a combination of both. But I can guarantee you, Monica, our polls are showing us ahead of where we were in 2016, right where we need to be in the states that will get the president to 270. And if we all get out and vote, make sure your vote is heard, make sure it's cast. If we all do that and bring a friend or two, we'll be fine. And we'll get this man reelected for 4 more years.
Yeah, that's right. Forget ballot harvesting. Just pick up a friend who can't get to the polls because their car's broken down or something. Mark Lauder, thank you so much for joining us today, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump campaign. I know this is fun time for you talking to me, so back to work, sir.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. You have to just see how everything is playing out and how this game is played. I hate to use the term game, but in their mind, that's what it is. For us, it's our life. It's our livelihoods. But for them, it's just a game of strategic moves. I have something coming up as we wrap up the show in the next few minutes here. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to let you know on how you can honor someone who sacrificed, who made the ultimate sacrifice, how we can honor him here in Northern Nevada right after this on Northern Nevada's FM talk stations, your stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The FM news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Thanks for giving us a listen today. It's 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are there any numbers related to COVID-19 in Nevada that you care about? I've got a number of different choices on there. Pretty much the 65.22% going to it's all a scam. And then 21% saying, nope, none of them. Deaths per county got a few votes, and total positive cases got a few votes as well, besides total hospitalizations. Total hospitalizations, those are the numbers that you should be looking at. Is there anybody in the hospital here who actually is suffering just from COVID? I want to see those numbers. Because these numbers are being messed with, and they're being over-exaggerated and hyped by the media. I don't care if there was 100,000 new cases. You know what that means? That only means that there was 100,000 new positive cases or positive tests. Doesn't mean these people are suffering from this deadly virus that the media hypes it up to be. Because it's not that deadly of a virus if you have a 99.6% survival rate. The more people that test positive, it is just showing that this is not a deadly disease, yet we are still shut down. When you've got the WHO out there screaming, hey, you're destroying the economy for no reason, and you're the ones now killing people due to overdoses, due to suicides, making poor people poorer and richer people richer. Because you didn't see any of the shutdowns for the Walmarts and the Home Depots and the big giant corporations. No. It was the mom and pop stores. What keeps this country going? You know what keeps this country also going? Is our men and women in service. And over in Cupertino, there has been a bill that was put out, and actually it was passed. They're going to name the post office in the hometown of Petty Officer Second Class Seal Matthew Axelson. It's going to be the post office there now. His connection is just as strong right here in Douglas County, where his parents are at. So how about this? On the agenda for this Thursday for the Douglas County Board of Commissioners, they're going to be discussing naming a street in Carson Valley after Navy SEAL Matthew Axelson. Give your county commissioner a call. Tell him what an awesome, awesome idea this would be. What a great remembrance, not only just because of this amazing man, husband, warrior, but to his family as well, who live in the Carson, who live in the Carson Valley. These are the type of people who need to be honored. Not putting up a statue of Colin Kaepernick at UNR. That's a disgrace. Talk about somebody who should not be honored for his division of this country, for the lies. We'll have to see how the new president, President Sandoval, whew, glad that's just of a university, Sandoval handles that one. You know what? Have a great day. It's Monday. Make it feel like a Friday. It's all up to you. Love you. Have a great day. We'll talk more tomorrow about ballot questions and candidates, and I'll get out all the information I can to you. Love you. Bye.